Starting. This is Class of 19 podcast, and we're doing the Great Gatsby.
This is Sam.
Hello. Say hi.
This is Faith.
Hi.
This is Albert.
Hi.
This is Martin.
Hey.
And so, about the Great Gatsby chapter 1, Sam, how do you feel about the chapter, like, overall?
Overall, I think the chapter was pretty great because it introduced everyone and set the setting. So, yeah, there you go.
Faith, how did you feel about the chapter?
It was good.
Martin, how did you feel about the chapter?
I feel about the chapter that it's kind of introducing every single point by point what we're going to see later on in the chapter and the development of the whole book.
Cool. How did you feel about the chapter, Albert?
It was pretty cool, you know. You got to see all the characters, you got to meet all of them, you got to learn where the setting was in the story, you got to just take a quick glimpse of what the whole outcome of the story is going to end up being.
Drama.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you feel about Nick's character, Sam?
Nick's character, I think, at the beginning he seems very plain, like a normal, regular person is, but then you get to see, like, how he feels about every other character and how he views everyone else, so.
How do you feel about the character, Martin?
I feel about Nick Carraway that it's kind of he's like a shallow guy. That he's basically our introduction to the whole Great Gatsby book, and it kind of shows development by how later on he's going to be. Faith, what you got?
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Like, he was really plain and stuff, because, like, he's, like, the narrator, so, like, he wasn't, like, that, like, woo.
Just
by
it. How'd you feel about the character, Albert?
Nick's character?
Yeah.
Kind of reminds you of just, like, a normal, everyday guy who just doesn't really do a lot outside of his everyday life. He just is very laid back, and he doesn't really have a lot of friends, doesn't have a lot of family, like, he can go to support or help support him.
He's basically unknown.
Yeah, like, he doesn't have, like, a good lot of background on Nick Carraway. Like, he's just one of those guys you just would see, like, walking down the street, and, like, you wonder, like, oh, does he have a family? Like, what does he do for a living? Like, what kind of job does he do? Like, he's just, like, an everyday guy.
Anything you have to say, Sam?
No, I think, yeah, he's just pretty average person. Not much to him.
Or an introduction of a character, basically.
Yeah.
How do you feel about, like, the scenes? Like, what scene captured you the most about everything?
I think the ending scene when you get introduced to Gatsby, because he's a mysterious guy with a lot of freaking money. And he's very... Shut up, leave me alone. He's very... I don't know. He's...
Mysterious?
Yeah.
Mysterious.
What else happened to the end of that chapter?
The green light. He reached out for a light at the other side of the island. So that represented something about Gatsby, I guess.
What scene captured you the most, Al?
I think the scene that captured me the most was that when Tom got the phone call.
Oh.
So much drama happened right there. And it impacts like their relationship between Daisy, who is Nick's cousin, and Tom, because he's cheating on Daisy. Kind of impacts the character who Tom is.
Yeah. How do you feel about, like, Tom since he popped up in the conversation?
Obviously, he's pretty lame because he's a cheater. And he tried to cover up his possible feelings of depression for missing his mistress with a book instead. So, he's pretty lame. I don't like Nick. Not Nick. Tom, sorry.
Okay.
I'm tired, okay?
How do you feel about Tom, Faith?
Honestly, I really don't like him. Like, how they, like, set him. They tried to make him sound like the bad guy and, like, of the story, like, you always have to have, like, the antagonist, and, like, you can tell, like, that's, his part and stuff. So, like...
So it was intentional.
Yeah, like, they tried to do that, like, it was really, like, boring, and then, like, right there, like, it started to, like, pick up, because, like, how he was, like, cheating and, like, got the phone call.
Hey, Albert, what did you think about that part? Or the phone call?
I mean, like, just coming from my perspective, it just seems like Tom is just like a real shady dude. Like, he doesn't like to tell his wife Daisy a lot of things. He likes to keep secrets from her, and like an example of that is a phone call. Like, if like someone's wife, someone's husband was randomly leaving dinner to take a phone call from another woman, like,
that's just respectful.
It's just, y'all wouldn't be sus. Like, that's like really sus. And you just like, you start to question like his reputation and like his like passion and love for Daisy. Like, you wonder like if he truly loves Daisy, or like, does he actually like not care about her at all and just wants to like be with someone else?
Does he, do you think he has feelings for Daisy, like general feelings, like does he actually love her, Sam?
I think it's like a 50-50, like, because if he didn't love Daisy anymore, I don't think he would really stay with her, and they wouldn't have had the child. But like, maybe the reason in his perspective is that like, probably he's not like,
maybe she's like a, you know how people have like a mirror, like, you know, like how they have like just a wife because it makes them look good. Oh, so him having a wife and him being rich makes him look good. So it looks like he's the perfect person. So that's probably what he's going for. But he's also cheating, so that's like, whatever.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, Mark?
I don't know. It basically kind of concludes how Daisy and Tom's relationship between each other. And it kind of concludes both characters that they're still together, probably because money reasons.
Like I said, like,
yeah,
their reputation.
Yeah. Well, Daisy, she doesn't want to leave him, Tom,
she has
because
a kid,
money.
So,
like, yeah.
He wouldn't take care of
her. So. If he, like, back then, in like the 1920s, right? 1920s,
yeah.
Like, divorce wasn't like a good thing. Like, if you divorce someone, especially like on the female, the female would get like all the backlash for it, and like, back then, when they divorced, the man got to keep everything, and the woman got, like, literally nothing.
Well, she'd
get the kid, but, like, she'd have nowhere to go to take care of that kid.
Basically had no money, no shelter, no food.
Yeah, she'd be basically homeless.
Okay. How do you feel about it, Faith? Like, the whole thing, like, Tom just having Daisy as, like, just a wife. And to make him look good.
Yeah, like, it's, she's kind of like a trophy wife. Like, they want to give the appearance of, like, how their life is, like, perfect, there's nothing wrong with it, and, like, reality, like, there's so much going on with them, and, like, how the cheating and stuff, and, they just, like, use each other.
How do you feel about it, Martin?
Well, basically, it's kind of like a setback between characters. It's basically kind of proving a point that Tom does show emotions and doesn't that much to Daisy, and it kind of, it's like a significant other purpose of relationship. Albert, you got something?
About what?
About what?
Daisy's kind of like a trophy wife.
Oh, yeah, I think, you know, Daisy is like one of those wives that like, he just has to be married to her to keep his reputation high of like, oh, he's a Yale, right? You need to go to Yale?
I think so.
He's a Yale graduate, played polo. He's just this all-around, quote-unquote, good guy. But nothing's going to stop him from doing, like, what he does on the outside of his life. He's still going to be a drunk. He's still going to be hooking up with other girls. He's still going to be that kind of, like, I don't want to say, like, a douche, but like a douchebag.
Yeah.
Like, he's gonna be that kind of guy.
So he's basically not trustworthy.
Yeah.
Apparently, to what Albert said.
Yeah. So about the shadow, how did the shadow make you feel? Like Gatsby's shadow, like, and the cat. Like, to relate the cat and the shadow. Gatsby's kind of like the cat, because you know how cats are like mysterious, and Gatsby's mysterious.
The phantom.
Yeah. So how do you feel about like the symbolism between the cat and Gatsby?
So, like, it to me, it connects Nick and Gatsby, like, the cat, because the cat is the gateway for him to meet Gatsby, and, cats are like, curiosity killed the cat and whatever. So, like, Nick is kind of, his curiosity toward the cat led him to see Gatsby and, like, what he was doing. So, it's cold out here. The cat and Gatsby are probably, the cat's probably, like, the midpoint to be like, hey, this is the introduction to someone pretty interesting. So, that's, yeah.
So, how do you feel about Marcin?
I feel like the cat, I feel like it has an interest between Gatsby and Nick, because Gatsby chooses himself to be a phantom, and that he's mysterious. And it kind of appears to Nick that, why is he mysterious? Why is he like this? Maybe basically kind of shows development of a character of Gatsby, who we don't know yet, but he is a wealthy, rich man who's in the newspapers, and it kind of concludes a character between Gatsby. That's the only thing he's known. Faith, what do you think about Gatsby?
You don't really know much about him, but, like, from what, like, you've seen in, like, chapter one, you tell, like, he's really mysterious. Like how you got introduced to his character, he's just standing outside on a dock when Nick comes home from the dinner party thing, and, like, he's reaching out for light. Like, what does that mean? Like, you don't know. Like, that's how, like, you tell, like, he's mysterious. That's all you pretty much know, like, how he's, like, really mysterious, and, like, you just don't know much about him.
Oh, don't forget that he was also at his window looking at Nick.
Really?
Yeah.
In the first chapter?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I didn't, like, see that part.
Wow.
I didn't remember that part. Well, he has some interest in Nick, I guess. So, there you go.
Howard.
I don't
know. Howard.
What do you think about
Gatsby?
Yeah.
How Gatsby did what? Just like, oh, like, well, just the appearance of Gatsby?
Right now.
Just like, I know they haven't, like, really gone deep into Gatsby. But he's just, like, when they get to know him more, they'll figure out that he's not that bad of a guy. And he's just gonna be, like, one of those guys that just, like, had a lot of money, has a lot of...
Parties. Parties,
yeah. What people don't like a guy who parties, you know? Like, if you're gonna throw parties, like, yeah, everyone's gonna show up, like, you know, like, everyone wants to be around, like, partying. Like, everyone likes to party. Who doesn't like to party? Who doesn't like to get hammered? Like, I know I do. Like, it's just, like, they just gotta get to know Gatsby before anything.
Take it to know him.
Yeah.
So, would you, the real question is, would you live in that time? Like, the time where Gatsby was there? Like, the whole scene, would you want to be there? Like, would you want to live in that time zone?
Same.
like, would you want to be in that time zone? Would you want to be alive? Because they say that's, like, the greatest point to be alive. Would you want to be alive?
Yeah, I guess it was.
Arthur!
Technically...
It's a no or yes question.
No, I would not, because, like, a bunch of problems happened during that time. Like,
you were white, which you are.
I am
half. Okay.
Wow.
And you were in that time zone. You were going to parties, being rich. Would you want to be in that time zone? Like, would you want to have that life? Would you want to live like Gatsby?
I would like to live like Gatsby, as long as I didn't, like...
Get shot?
Yeah. As long as I didn't die.
We don't know that yet.
Well, we know because we read the rest of the book, but...
And the movie.
But in general, like, if I had to be rich in that time period, technically, yes, but... Also, no, because of, like, all the problems.
Mm-hmm. Would you want to be living in that time?
Uh-oh.
Why?
There was a lot of problems during the time. Money issues,
the
resources.
Stock crashing,
the stock market crashed. Like,
years you more. Had fame and then now it's all gone.
Yeah, fame was there until it's gone. Nothing could help you basically during that time. Faith, would you like to be at that time?
Honestly, no, because like you guys have been saying, like, all the problems, and, like, you didn't have any freedom, like, as, like, women, like, you didn't have freedom or anything, like, it's just not a good time. Like, it must have been fun, yeah, going to the parties and stuff, but, like, I just wouldn't want to.
Yeah. Would you want to live in that time?
I mean,
well, would be there just to get drunk.
I mean, I would be there, you know, to have fun, you know, have a good time. But like, I think it would just be weird, like, to be around all that environment of just all that shady business and all that, like, not knowing if like a loved one's gonna come home at night. Like, that's not gonna like. That would trip me out a lot. Like, so I don't know. I probably wouldn't.
Do we conclude this?
Yeah.
Podcast. For our conclusion of at podcast, thank you for everybody for coming to this podcast.
This is pretty. Thanks for. I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here.
It was great.
Okay.